put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
Hardly. And, you know, you can expect hazardous travel later today with that, you know, that blizzard thing.
Oh, that blizzard thing. Mm-hmm. That blizzard thing. Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Especially cold. Yeah. Okay, but the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chapped lips.
On their chapped lips.
Chapped
right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and shake that hog out there!
Yeah! Ooh-wee,
come here, Groundhog!
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast
and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it!
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'll be your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is
Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
And Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And this week, we are celebrating Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day!
So we are drinking the Sam Adams Cold Snap because it's cold out there.
It certainly is.
There's a freeze coming in.
All right.
Yeah, this is a seasonal brew. This is a white ale brewed with spices, of course, because almost all of Sam Adams' beers now is an ale brewed with spices. And I don't have any notes on this beer.
Well, you don't?
Well, it says peel and plum to the peppery bright of fresh ground coriander. The subtle hell? Blend of spices creates just the right refreshing kick to signal that spring is on its way. Cheers, Jim Cook.
Okay, so it's like a late. Have all kinds of other information if you want.
Oh, crisp and lively, the hazy smoothness of this unfiltered white ale is roused by the crackling of spring spices from hints
marketing
of sweetness
speak,
and
marketing speak, marketing speak, blah, 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 blah.
There was two parts, and I read the wrong half of the label first. Damn it.
The hop varieties of this around. Beer is Hallertau, Middelfura, and Noble Hops. The malts are Sam Adams Two Row Pale and blended with a malted wheat.
Nice.
Did you give the ABV and the IBUs and all that crap?
No.
5.
The ABV
7.
On this beer is a whopping 5.3. Watch out, folks. Watch out.
Ooh.
The IBUs are a sledgehammer of a 7.
Nice.
So watch your tongue. We're getting some tongue-buckling bitterness right there with 7 IBUs.
With this cold snap.
Now, I always wondered, too, I don't know what the Alpine Spring is, but to me, this kind of feels like a repackaged Alpine Spring. But I haven't cracked it, I haven't poured it, I haven't smelled it, tasted it, nothing. But this is what it feels like to me.
So far?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see.
This is a fermentation conversation, yeah.
Let's crack it.
Whoa.
Oh, look what I got, my trusty Sam Adams glass.
Oh, I have a Sam Adams glass, but I did that for my beer earlier, so I got my Heineken, courtesy of Franck.
Look at that. Oh, that's just perfect.
Look at that.
So,
I'll
pours
have
out
a Heineken. No, it won't.
Slightly have a cloudy. Beer.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a white. I mean, you'd kind of expect it to be like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'd hope, right?
Right.
You'd
it hope that be. It should be kind of opaque. It's actually, well, I don't, because of the glass, it actually appears to be more white towards the bottom and more yellowish.
That's gold. A cloudy yeah. yellow. But mine's yeah. clear through, cloudy yellow. Good Yeti finger of head, about two human fingers.
Well, I got
I'm down to a quarter finger.
I got a regular finger
yeah,
now.
Yeah, not much.
That's mine right there.
Oh, it's definitely got a white ale smell to it, like a stanky stank.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a Belgian wit, right? I mean, yeah. in like style-wise?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, you get a little bit of that sticky malt, some of that lemon citrusiness.
Lemony, really lemony, yeah.
Yeah, bready. And get some
yeah,
of that,
real bready.
That it's coriander.
Really mouth, like my mouth is really starting to like salivate. Like
I don't
really
know what it is, man. There's something about coriander that I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Well, let's not prejudge this beer here, Mike.
Yeah, that's what's really starting to show right now is that coriander.
I thought it was really starting to show is my prejudice right now.
Well, I'm taking a sip. Right.
I'll take a sip.
Yeah, big, toasty bread. There's a big grainy aroma with citrus.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole bunch of Kraken on the mouth.
Super cereal. That's what I get. I get like cornflakes.
No, I get cracker. Like,
or something like that.
I get cracker.
Cornflakes? Yeah, freaking.
Yeah, big time.
Fruity pebbles.
Cornflakes with some fruit, almost like, I wouldn't say frosted flakes because it's not that
it's not
sweet. But,
no.
But there
You're
is
right,
that
though.
Little
the
bit of lemon.
Big time like cereal grain and fruit. It's
special
cereal
K
grains and fruits.
Yeah, I guess it's more like a special K because it's more of like.
But I'm almost getting the fruitiness is turning in almost to like a floral taste, like a rose or a hibiscus or something to that effect.
I totally get what you're saying with the florally, the bouquet of flavor.
I'm seriously getting like a bitter fruity pebbles.
No, now I just smell like I feel like I'm just drinking a bunch
what
of
you smell like.
I feel like I'm drinking like a bunch of like vase water from like flowers or something.
Oh my god! And okay. It's real airy too. It actually has yeah. this kind of airy mouthfeel, not from carbonation, but
I almost feel like
just
as,
kind
as,
of soft,
as soon as
pillowy.
I take a couple sips. It's starting to kind of expand in my stomach already. Like it's starting to kind of
yeah.
bubble and churn and like aerate.
Like it's fermenting in your stomach again?
Yeah.
It's got some active yeast in there.
Yeah. Well, that's probably my stomach that has the active yeast and the Sam Adams is just reacting.
This is not too bad.
Did you hear about that story? I don't know why we never covered that story, but there was an actual story about a guy being very uncomfortable and feeling a very upset stomach and the guy actually had active fermentation going on in his stomach because of all all
is that
the beer.
What it was? Because I remember seeing
yes.
that.
So yeah, like the yeast, he was actually fermenting.
So the yeast were still alive. Like
he had
working.
So much yeast cultures or sediment or whatever in his stomach that he
Mike,
was actually.
His stomach
I'm
was the
serious.
Right temperature.
This was a story. I don't know why we haven't covered it.
I'm a Snopesesh.
His stomach was the right temperature for some fermentation. That's the thing is you got to have
maybe,
some.
Maybe for a steam beer.
Yeah. A stomach acid beer. Oh, this yeast is good for dealing with those high temperature stomach acids. So take a shot of this before you.
Oh my God! Here it is. Newswatch.nationalgeographic.com. Man's belly brews own beer.
Would I lie? I wouldn't lie about this stuff. You know, I'm serious about the beer.
It's ridiculous. All right. What would you guys pair with this?
He had to eat antifungal
ridiculous.
Medication for 6 weeks to kill off the brewer's yeast. And no sugar, no carbohydrate
Dude,
diet.
See that? How about this, folks? I don't know if any of you YouTubers have actually watched the entire show, but you just got a Hop Topic and a fermentation in one show.
Yeah, that one's free. You're welcome.
Wow. Mind blown.
You won't get that again.
Get your beer news and your beer.
Let's see. This was September 21st, 2013.
So what would you guys pair with this?
Oh, by the way, he went to the emergency room with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.37.
Whoa.
So, yeah, see that?
He's like five times the legal limit.
He's actually drunk in his stomach. Now that's a true beer gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about this. I mean, it's super cereal, fruity, citrus. I have no idea what I would pair with this. I want something to kind of go completely away from all that grainy fruit.
I'm thinking fruit.
That's too much.
Yeah. I'm thinking like some sort of a salad with tangerine slices in it or something like that, you know? And walnut chunks and maybe cranberries or something. Like one of those kind of funky salads. Apple slices maybe.
No.
He's all no.
I could go with some grilled chicken, but I don't want any fruit. I don't want fruit. I don't want to add fruit to this. I don't want to. I was going to say fried chicken, but you know what? I don't want to add the breading to the chicken because I feel like this beer has enough of that. I can't even think of what I would even have a marinade or a light grilling of the chicken would be.
You know, I'm thinking the lemon on this would probably play good with salmon.
Okay. Salmon would be a nice departure all that. Yeah. That's not a bad choice. Okay. All right. I'm going to let that one go. I'm going to let that slide. How about you, Toby?
Oh, I already said mine.
Oh, with your Mandarin stupid Asian salad.
Gotcha. Salad.
Yes. Okay.
Mandarin.
Toby, does this beer taste like a beer?
Mandarin would be better.
Does it taste like a beer? Does it taste like a beer?
It tastes like a beer.
Do you want to have a pretzel with it?
I would eat a pretzel with this.
Toby pairs beers with sandwiches. He actually says beers even taste like sandwiches sometimes.
That's right. Hey, you know, come to think of it, I think I'm drinking a sandwich right now.
You're drinking a sandwich? Yeah. What, a lemon cereal sandwich?
He gets two pieces of bread and some Special K, a couple slices of mandarin oranges.
I'm good. Yeah. The beer advocate users rate this an 80, which is good. And I have no idea what the untapped ratings are because I haven't.
The untapped is out of total of 30,755, or I'm sorry, out of 21,353 ratings, this is rated a 3.43. Top three places to drink this is Cicero's in St. Louis, the Waldorf in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Jose's and Tony's Mexican Food in Pittsburgh. They have Mexican food in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Jose and Tony.
What?
There's a Mexican food.
Yeah.
Dude, how do I know Jose is not a Puerto Rican and Tony's not an Italian?
We don't. You know, the world's a mystery, Dave.
Yeah.
All right.
So is this cereal lemon beer?
Oh, another place, another one of like the top 10 places to drink this is in Hooters at Wethersfield, Connecticut.
Hooters. There's good
what
wings.
What are you looking at? I don't see Hooters on that list.
Dude, popular locations.
It's, the internet.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th place.
Talk about the 9th so down. It's the top three places.
Well, I just wanted to throw it out to Hooters. I mean, you know, I could talk about Hooters or I could talk about X-Hamster.
Is this the one with 21,000 ratings?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Because I know there was two cold snaps posted on Untappd. One of them was cold snap 2014.
And this is ridiculous. Right, now, am I correct in thinking that this is Sam Adams' new seasonal?
Yeah. It's their latest. It's sort of a late winter seasonal.
But you can get it in six packs right now, so it's a current seasonal offering from them, and I think it might even be in there.
I think it like came. I want to say back in September is the first time I think I've heard of it, but I don't know. Here we are.
Well, it was added. Yeah, it was added September 1st on Untappd. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, maybe it. This is the. It's weird because you'd think I don't know. I guess Sam Adams has multiple winter releases.
Well, maybe I don't know. I think they're changing things up. Like I know that you know I talked about the Alpine Spring and I know that that is probably the least favorite of all the Sam Adams seasonals. So I'm curious to know what Sam Adams is going to do if they're going to start kind of rotating different seasonals or if they're going to actually do you know have four. You know, flagship
the regular you know, seasonals.
I got a feeling that they're kind of rotating them out a little bit and kind of testing the waters a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought that was the point of doing their variety packs is they would see, you know, from customer feedback which ones were good, and then they would start six-packing them. So when you see Cold Snap in six packs, I just assumed that, oh, this must be a popular one or a new one or, you know, that they,
right. Cause this, as far as I know, this wasn't, it's not feedback. Like this was even thrown in with a 12 like variety pack, right? I mean, if
yeah,
it was,
I, that's the thing I mean, is I hadn't seen it. I don't think it was.
Interesting.
Cause the, anyway, I forget what their other than the old Fezziwig, what's another winter seasonal for them?
Well, they got the holiday porter, the winter lager.
Right.
Well, they have the winter lager, yeah. They're white. They have White Christmas too.
Yeah,
White Christmas, and they had like some harvest ale too, or something like that.
The harvest was the fall.
They had a bunch then. Yeah. Dang.
And then they also have another one. It was like something root.
Here, let me look here.
Sam Adams root something.
Root.
They have alternative porch rocker.
Root something root. Escape route.
No, I don't see that on their
escape
website.
Escape route.
Oh, escape yeah. Route. I saw the escape route, yeah. Isn't that IPA
route.
Or something?
I thought you were talking about like a root beer or something, but you're is route, Mike.
No. I'm from he's Boston. I say route. You say route. I say route.
Route. Route. Route.
So it, Mike had a paper route, and me and Crazy Dave had a paper route.
Right. I did paper have route. A paper route. That's true. I did. I never had a paper route.
The hell's a paper route?
All right, you guys.
Who wants to eat that?
Oh, okay. So we got our ratings, we got our food pairings. Let's call it a show.
Wrap this, yeah.
All right.
Check
all
out
right.
The rest of the show this weekend for our Groundhog Day special.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas's premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles. You can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
And now, the number one beer show. I'm sorry. The number one beer news network.
That's right. We are a news network now. We call
Hop
it
Hop Topics.
The Brews Network.
Brought to you by the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Fair and balanced.
Yes. Just like so, our beers.
We hope.
Bitter and balanced.
So, we're doing a quick update of a story we did a couple of weeks ago about the beer delivery drones.
Well, that was last week, dude. That was last
was it
week,
last week?
It? Was it?
Wow.
Was it that it was. Soon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, it seems like it was only yesterday or this morning.
Or last couple of weeks.
Wow. Crazy. So anyway, so if you didn't listen to our show before, up there in Wisconsin, there was a local brewery that was delivering their
Minnesota
12 packs of their beer to some ice fishermen. Well,
Looks like the FAA stepped in and shut it all down.
Yeah, man. I guess we have some FAA like officials listening to
Can
our
I
podcast
say
or something.
A big FU to the FAA? Can I do that?
Sure.
It's like really why like is that like possible? You know if the, I'm pretty sure that brewery is like right outside where they're like fishing.
And I'm looking at
it's
these
like they're
like
flying
drones.
Like across the state, you know.
This I mean stopping something like this is like stopping a freaking radio controlled helicopter or plane. You know, like
I mean, what? They're not flying up into like actual flight path height, are they?
Well, they could. They could be.
I doubt it, man. I mean, they're holding 12 packs. These things do not look big. You know?
No. It's not that they're big. It's just that they're in the air and they could be violating airspace. Of
I don't know. This seems.
Imagine what would happen if one of these flew into the intake of your jetliner that you're landing
in.
Yeah,
but you're not going that high. I mean, these things are not. I mean,
Mike, when your plane is taking off or landing, how high is it?
But you don't ban any of the radio controlled stuff, do you?
Yeah, no, those radio controlled planes can go pretty high.
Yeah, but they're controlled into certain areas, though.
I guess, yeah.
Like they have radio controlled parks that you can fly them at.
How dare they?
And there's
stop the delivery of beer in any capacity
to thirsty fishermen
whatsoever. This is unacceptable.
So the FAA is working on a comprehensive set of rules and regulations that will pave the way for commercial drone flight. Commercial
their fees.
Drone flight, yeah. But the legislation
Special
won't be ready until at least 2015, and drones might not be in the skies. They just say, and drones might not be in the skies until 2017.
Oh, let me let me inform the public of something. There's frickin' drones in the sky right now, and they're not delivering beer, okay?
No.
And that's the problem. They need to be delivering beer.
They're delivering nudies of me when I'm sticking my ass out the window.
And nobody wants to see that.
Hey, look at this!
I know for all you listeners out there,
Don't worry, Dave, you're not on YouTube right now.
That Crazy Dave is actually twerking for me and Toby right now.
So the story goes on to say the great beer grounding of 2014 might just be the issue that will turn Americans into pro-drone advocates.
I'm so pissed at the FAA right now.
A WhiteHouse.gov petition has already gone up asking the Obama administration to issue Lake Maid, which is the brewery that was delivering these beers, to issue an airworthiness certificate. So far, 183 UAV advocates have signed the petition. Only 99,817 signatures
to go. Is this on the
I actually...
But Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has previously expressed his support of aerial beer delivery on
Twitter.
Is there
any way we could do some kind of beer coaster executive order?
We're just going to authorize drones.
Yes. Come on, Obama. You're all about executive orders. Just sign this one off. We just want some beer.
I want to do a beer coaster executive order against this. Like, we need to have these drones fully operational at all times. This is unacceptable. These ice fishermen should not be denied the God-given right of beer.
It's unalienable right of
beer delivery by freaking little helicopter. I want my nanocopter delivery right now. This is ridiculous and un-American. Maybe the drones.
Right.
Maybe the drones didn't fly in English. I don't know. I don't know what the ban is all about, but it's unacceptable.
Yeah. Maybe it was a competing brewery that was like, no. We got to stop this. We don't want Lake Maid delivering beer. We want to get the rights on beer delivery.
That sounds like a dairy farm, doesn't it?
Lake Maid. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally see that.
We're delivering milk.
Yes, it's milk.
Don't
and
you know?
Cheese and butter. All right. I need to drink some
That's
more beer.
That's our hop tibbies for this week.
I need to drink some more.
Yeah. Didn't you just drink one?
I'm going to drink
Seems
more,
Seems like we just drank
it.
One.
Right. Well, there you go. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Hop Topics link. We'll have this posted there. Please enjoy and comment. Yeah.
And the FAA.
F the FAA. Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
Hardly. And, you know, you can expect hazardous travel later today with that, you know, that blizzard thing.
Oh, that blizzard thing. Mm-hmm. That blizzard thing. Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Especially cold, yeah. Okay. But the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chapped lips.
On their chapped lips, chapped right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up and check that hog out there.
Yeah. Come here, Groundhog.
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast
and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to The Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on The Beer Coaster.
Blah, 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 I'm off a beer, damn it!
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer. From coast to coast, and every once in a while, in between. I am your host this week. Again, this is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And for this week, we are celebrating Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day!
And what better way to celebrate Groundhog Day than with the Samuel Adams cold snap? Because it's cold out there. We got a freeze coming through.
Punxsutawney in the house.
Yeah.
Like, how'd they come up with the name Punxsutawney?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's the name of the town.
It's from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, right?
So, yeah, this is the...
I know what puh-puh sounds
Punxsutawney.
This is the Samuel Adams Cold Snap. It's a seasonal brew. It's a white ale brewed with spices. So, yeah, Sam Adams with a beer brewed with spices.
Again.
Big shocker there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hop varieties.
I don't have any info.
I think I do.
Oh, wait. Here, I'll read the bottle.
No, I got some hop varieties of Hallertau, Middelfura, and Noble hops. Also, the malt varieties are Samuel Adams, two-row pale malt blended with a malted wheat. The alcohol content is a whopping 5.3%, and the IBUs, hold on to your hats, folks. The bitterness is off the charts at a whopping 7.
Have we had this beer before?
It feels like it. I don't know if we've had it before, but it sure as hell feels like we've tried this beer before. But, you know, I looked on the website and it doesn't look like we've tried it before.
No. Well, on the bottle here, it says, crisp and lively, the hazy smoothness of unfiltered white ale is roused by the crackling of spring spices from hints of sweetness from orange peel and plum.
To quote Crazy Dave, blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it.
All right, let's crack it.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Watch out for that first sip. It's a doozy.
Oh, speaking of it's a doozy, there's this TV show called Sex Sent Me to the ER.
What?
Say that again.
Sex sent me to the ER. Like, these people were having sex and
that's
like,
different.
And whatever happened, like, so this one guy like totally had a stroke. And he was telling the lady at the ER like that he started having like these weird sensations, like his whole side of his body went numb, and he was like, and when I climaxed, you know, like I just went numb. It was a doozy. There you go. You know, this pours out. It's cloudy gold.
Yeah, it's a little cloudy. Got some yellow highlights. Little
orange on the top, yellow on the bottom.
I'm using it's a cloudy yellow. Sam Adams. I don't know if it's a chill haze or just a cloudy yellow because of the beer style.
It's a wit color.
Yeah. And I started off with about a Yeti finger.
I don't see
a
shadow.
It's got lemony nose. It's really lemony.
Yeah, and big bready notes.
Whew. I'm getting okay, campers, rise and shine. Don't forget your booties because it's cold out there smell.
I swear I've had this beer before. It totally smells familiar.
It smells very familiar.
Well, lots of citrus, lots of like cereal grain type stuff on the nose.
It smells like crackers to me.
I wonder if it tastes like the Pugsatawny pills.
I don't know, but I don't want to taste Pugsatawny's pill.
The Pugsatawny pills. We're going to brew one for next year.
Yeah.
Pugsatawny Pilsner.
All right, well, let's take a sip, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To the hog.
Taking a sip, yeah.
To the hog? Are you talking about Ron Jeremy?
The groundhog. No, that's the hedgehog. That's different.
Yeah, it's got a pretty, it's got a little thickness on the mouthfeel.
I'm getting cereal grains and some kind of fruit.
It tastes like cornflakes almost, but not really cornflakes, but more of like maybe a Special K type flake.
I don't know.
But this total cereal flakes and lemon.
This totally reminds me of a saltine cracker.
Yeah? Saltine?
I'm telling you, I get like...
But I get what you're saying about the
I get a fruity thing, cereal, so man. It's like almost like a... Like if there was such thing as a whole wheat fruity pebbles, that's what this would taste like to me.
I don't get the whole wheat.
Well, just because the fruity pebbles are a little too, just a fruity kind of rice puffiness... So there's something that's more that there's a more robust cereal grain to this than there would say of a Fruity Pebbles.
But I mean, it's not quite granola-y though, like on the grain side of things.
And it has this big kind of airy mouthfeel, and then you can really start to feel it, kind of fill up in your gut.
I'm starting to feel it bubble.
Yeah, kind of like that guy that brewed the beer in his own gut.
Yeah.
What?
You remember that story?
We totally did. What are you talking about? I could have sworn
didn't we do that as a hot topic or something?
If we didn't, we should have, because I remember seeing that, where basically fermentation was inside the man's stomach.
Google this. What?
You can go ahead and Google it if you want.
No, Dave, seriously, we talked about that.
I know we did.
What? Yeah, it was a hot topic.
Oh, my God. Gut. Man brews beer... his own beer. It's on newswatch.nationalgeographic.com.
Yeah, see? Told you. I wouldn't lie.
He had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.37%.
Mike doesn't lie about beer. He says that all the time.
I'm totally serious when it comes to beer.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of seriousness, what would you pair with this?
Something's telling me some sort of like mandarin orange salad with walnuts and cranberries in it.
Me, I'm going to go... I don't know. Fruity it sounds pebbles. Really familiar to me, but I want to go with 3 cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, 2 chocolate shakes, and 1 large Coke. And you may say, hey, do I want like pancakes with that? And I'm like, yeah, it's like too early for pancakes.
I think this would go with salmon.
Salmon,
with
huh?
With what? A sandwich?
No, not sandwich. God damn it, I'm not Toby trying to do a food pairing here.
Yeah, Toby thinks beers taste like sandwiches.
No, just salmon. Not a salmon sandwich.
Salmon sandwich. Maybe it's a sandwich. It's sandwich with salmon, and they call it a sandwich.
No, just salmon, like some salmon. I think the lemon flavors would probably work well with some salmon. Right. It'd be like a salmon sandwich because it's got that weediness to it.
Salmon sandwich. Girl, can I buy you a salmon sandwich?
For all your questions and groundhog queries.
Would you like a fish sandwich? Ooh, it's a lady.
That'll be a Coaster's hotline. It's backwards. Without the C. And C for sandwich. All right, folks.
What country is this?
You guys are dumb.
All right. Let's see. What do we got for ratings here? I think the ratings may have changed since the last
time. It's possible.
It's getting better and better. Yep.
Untapped.
Cold
snap. Rate this a 3.43 out of 21,253 ratings. Wow.
Top three places to drink this are Cicero's in St. Louis, Missouri, Waldorf Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Dimitri's at Coventry, Connecticut.
Oh, and don't forget about Jose Antoni's Mexican in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes, they have Mexican food in Pittsburgh.
Hear that, Dave? Mexican food in Pittsburgh. Deal with it.
I could
also, the Beer Advocate users rate this an 80, which is good.
Oh, well, that's new.
Yeah. So there you have it. I totally want to drink more beer.
Yeah, let's. I'm so ready for another beer. Let's do this.
All right.
There you go, folks. That is the Cold Snap from Samuel Adams, a.k.a. Boston Beer Company. This is a seasonal brew. Winter release, one of their many winter releases, and you need to enjoy this by April.
I think my things was scratched off for June.
Really?
Yeah, June.
Mine's older than.
Yeah, I'm allowed to drink this through June. Maybe you did get yours from like September. This one.
All right, guys, I'm off the gobbler's knob. See ya.
All right, slob on the knob.
Cheers.
Hazardous travel later today with that, you know, that blizzard thing.
Oh, that blizzard thing. Mm-hmm. That blizzard thing. Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Yeah. Okay, but the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chap lips.
On their chap lips, chap right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and check that hog out there!
Yeah! Come here, Groundhog!
You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast.
And every once in a while, in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'll be your host this week. Again, this is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts,
and Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And this week we are celebrating Groundhog Day again.
What do you mean again?
Wait a minute,
that doesn't make any sense.
Didn't we just celebrate?
It is Groundhog Day.
Yeah. I mean,
how did we do it again?
Seems like we just did it. Anyway, we are drinking the Samuel Adams Cold Snap. Yes, we just did this. We just drank this beer. Didn't we?
No, we haven't done it yet.
No?
I don't think so. Not on this show.
Okay, this is weird. Okay, well, I know I've had this beer before. So.
Okay.
Anyways.
You say so.
This is from Sam Adams. This is the Cold Snap. It's a seasonal brew. It's a white ale brewed with spices. Yes, I've totally had this before. But I don't have any notes on it, but there's something about Holler Tower hops or something, right? Am I right, Mike? Do you have notes on this?
Yeah.
I bet you have notes on this.
I do. It's Hallertau, Middelfura, which is always sounds funny to say, and Noble hops. And for malts, they have the Sam Adams two-row pale malts blended with the malted wheat. The ABV is not too shabby at a 5.3, and the IBUs, wait for it, folks, a tongue-buckling 7. No, not 70, 7. Just 7.
I'm telling you.
Are you sure?
I'm telling you, we just had this beer. Okay. Yes. Didn't we just... Dave, I can't hear you, Dave. Is your mic on?
Oh, crap.
Oh, I heard him.
Stupid thing came
I just heard him say crap.
No, there you
there
go.
We go.
Yeah, you're there.
Okay, here we go. Crisp and lively, the hazy smoothness of this unfiltered white ale.
We didn't ask for all the marketing speak,
Dave,
did we?
You with just the did, heat of we seriously orange, just had this beer.
Peel and plum to the peppery... Refreshing kick to the signal spring. The signal spring.
I'm
going to
give you
way.
A refreshing kick to the singles.
Let's crack it.
I don't
it.
Have a single. I'm not Lance Armstrong. All right.
Let's crack it. Crack it.
Okay.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Sam Adams, Boston Beer Company, .com.
Blah blah blah. Sam Adams, Born Boston. It.
Dude, I'm seriously, yes. This beer looks familiar. Whoa. I'm using my Sam Adams Boston Lager glass. I know I've done this before.
It's a cloudy yellow.
Yep. A little bit of orange.
Oh my god.
But I got a good solid Yeti finger of head.
Oh, I got the whole top there. Look at that. That's the perfect pour right there.
Yep, where the head almost comes right down to the blue line.
I got it's pretty. I got a little cloudiness. Ooh, I'm seeing some swirls.
Definitely hazy.
Cloudiness in there.
It's a hazy shade of podcast.
It's a hazy shade of winter.
It's a yellow.
That's another show. You can go check out the Hazy Shade of Winter show. I don't think we've said that.
Yellow highlights with some orange, mostly orange.
Yellow
color.
Highlights. Yeah, it's a cloudy yellow.
Meringue, white head.
Yeah, it's real
the
fluffy.
Carbonation is getting crazy. I mean, it's just rising from the glass. Like
carbonation isn't doing much.
I don't see much carbonation, but
Yeah, me either.
Oh, wait, it's real fine.
Oh, I do.
It's real fine. It's like a nitro.
Well, maybe because you guys are using your Sam Adams glass and I'm using my Heineken glass.
Yeah. All right.
Courtesy of Frunk.
No, it's so got a real lemony
Evers?
Sense.
Is it Frank Evers?
I'm telling you. Dude, we just drank this beer. I'm smelling the lemon. I'm getting these cereal notes. Like
citrusy cereal.
Special K.
Cracker,
you guys
cracker.
Don't remember drinking this beer?
Cracker. Tons of cracker.
Are you serious?
I mean, have I had Belgian Wits before? Yes, but I don't know if I've ever had this beer before.
What's the matter with you, Toby?
You gave him some kind of deja vu or something?
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Whole Whoa. Bunch of Whoa. Cereal grains. I'm telling you, this is like a bitter fruity pebbles.
I have a feeling that Mike is going to say something about this beer is starting to churn up in his gut, and it's going to feel like he's actually fermenting
a beer
in his gut.
Dude, there was
and
a,
then
there,
Dave there, is going to tell the story about the guy.
Dude, there's a guy that
who
that
brewed the beer in his gut.
You know, this
he
whole
went to the
weird
hospital,
freaking
dude. He had like a
clairvoyant
like
thing from Beer Coaster Toby is kind of fucking freaking me out, man. He seems to know what's going on before it's even happening.
Dude, Toby, what do you think I'm going to pair with this, dude?
I have a feeling that you're going to pair this with salmon.
I bet you Toby wants to pair this with like some sort of salad with fruit.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say mandarin orange and cranberries and walnuts in some sort of salad.
Oh, I don't know about any kind of fruit with this beer. I think just some kind of grilled chicken. No fruit added.
Oh, that's right. Grilled chicken.
No fruit with this beer. No,
I think,
don't add the fruit.
And you...
It's got enough like graininess. I know it's going to go fried chicken, but no way because
too
of
much bread.
The breadiness.
Yeah, see, I knew it.
This is so weird, man. Kind of freaking
it's
me
like
out.
Deja vu. Seriously.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with like a grilled chicken, but no fruity marinades, and definitely not fried chicken. I don't need the extra bread because there's a big grainy fruity flavor to this beer.
Was I right about that, Dave? Were you gonna do salmon?
Dude, I think the something lemon, tells I think me the salmon would really play well with this.
Wow. Crazy. No, we seriously have had this beer. We just drank this beer recently. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, this is weird. I don't know if we've had this one. I think I've talked about it before. Like, almost kind of feels like this would be kind of a repackaging of the Alpine Spring. But
yeah,
I don't think the Alpine Spring is a wit beer, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the Alpine Spring was a... No, I think you're right. I think it was a wit beer.
If it is, then basically that's all this beer is. It's just a kind of a repackaging of the Alpine Spring from
Santa. But it's released earlier.
Right. They just decided to release it in the winter, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Untappd ratings come in at 21,250.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
What?
Just kidding.
You want to guess? You're going to guess the ratings now, too? You're kind of freaking me out, man.
There was like 21,000 ratings, and it was a 3.83. Was that what it was?
No.
3.43.
21,253 ratings.
And the top places drink this, there was some sort of like Jose and Tony's or something, Mexican
That's
place.
That's the fourth place. Cicero's in St. Louis, Missouri. Oh. The Waldorf, Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Dimitri's, Coventry, Connecticut.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 80, which is good.
Oh my God, Untappd is telling me that I have checked in this beer before.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Like third time having this beer.
No. I knew
really? Dude, Untappd does not lie. I mean, Untappd does not lie, and I can prove it because right now, there's a guy drinking this at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Ray K.
You got Mormons drinking beer.
No, I didn't say Ray was a Mormon.
All right. It just says now I know all hell's breaking loose. You get this craziness. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
I think that was a different Bill
Murray. That was a different Bill Murray.
Still Bill Murray.
It's funny. Epic Brewing out of Salt Lake City has a beer called Elder Brett. And it's a wild ale, but it's called Elder Brett. And they have a little picture on the label of a dude with the whole Mormon like tie, shirt and tie with the bike helmet. He's giving the thumbs up. The elder. It's awesome. There you have it again. That is the cold snap from Sam Adams out of Boston, Massachusetts, and many other places in the Midwest and East Coast. Boston Beer Company. Was it bostonbeer.com? That's the website? Or is it
SamuelAdams.com?
SamuelAdams.com. Cold snap, winter release. Mine tells me to drink it by April. Dave says he has to drink his by June.
Oh, really?
June. Yeah. Mine says June.
Yeah, I knew that. See, I knew that. It's weird how
Wait,
I knew
where
that.
Does it say that? So I can tell you
it's
where.
It's on the side. Notch. There's like those little notches that are taken out. There's like yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I have to drink
five,
mine
six.
By June. I gotta drink cool. it by June. All right. You guys, I'm gonna head out to Gobbler's Knob. So I'll see you soon.
You're going to get something to slob on your knob?
Pause. _ Sarah Ho says,
when the Super Bowl falls on Groundhog Day, it means 6 more weeks of beer farts.
Last call.
this call.
All right, let's talk about the
let's
beer.
Let's talk about beer, baby. Let's talk about tonight.
Talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good beers and the bad beers
that we've had.
Let's talk about beer.
Let's talk about beer.
All right, so if y'all haven't noticed by now, we only drank the Sam Adams Cold Snap. So,
yeah,
Mike, what's your rating on this Cold Snap?
Well, I really only remember drinking this once. But the cereal graininess and the fruitiness, I'm telling you, I don't like this beer. I'm giving it a 2.
Oh,
I don't like it. I don't like it. What it was churning in my stomach. I don't like the fruity graininess. It's too much. I like wit beers. I just think this is a little bit too bready of a wit beer, a little too grainy for me. It's not as drinkable as I want it to be. I'm giving it a 2. And you know what, Sam Adams?
Because you had more than you actually wanted.
You're lucky that I'm giving you a 2, because I almost want to give you a 1.5 for this beer.
Well, why don't you?
Because I'm a nice guy, that's why.
Dude, the street thugs from Jamaica Plains are about to run over there and beat your ass, dude.
Oh, dear, you better watch out.
I can handle Jamaica Plains.
No, you know, I kind of, I get what Mike is saying about this beer, but I think this is the kind of beer that probably will be much better when you're actually having it with food. By itself, I totally get what you're saying. Like, it's like really, what am I drinking here? This doesn't really work by itself. But I think if you have some food along with it, I think it would be better. Aside from that, just drinking it, I would say a 2. I think with food, probably a 2.5.
That's the first I think we've heard of that. That you actually give it half a point more with food. I think that's the first time we've ever done that before.
Since there's no instant pairing from Crazy Dave, then
I don't have
to go
salmon. I mean, I can't. I mean, I might have a can of salmon, but that's really not fair. I mean, that's cat food.
You don't have any Salmon Adams?
So, but I think with food, I think it would probably elevate this beer at least a half a point.
So what are you giving it right now?
I'll give it a 2.5.
Right.
I'll give it the 2.5.
Yeah, I you know, I think I'm with Dave. I think that it's I think with food, I think it definitely would improve a little bit. You know, I've had a few. Seems like I've had a few of these.
3.
And I've drank them all.
Toby has no problem drinking a beer he don't like.
Well, it's not that I don't like it, because it's not entirely offensive. And, you know, if you just want a beer and you want some lemony flavors and you like wit beers and whatever, it's fine. It's not bad.
I don't know
really
if it even measures up as a wit beer, because I've had a hell of a lot better wit beers.
No, this is a wit beer. I mean,
but it doesn't have...
No doubt about it.
The thing that it's missing from your traditional wit is it doesn't have any of the cloviness. It doesn't have any of that spiciness
that you want. Light pepper to it.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's more on the lemony cereal side.
A light lemon pepper.
You know?
I think
and
you
really
want
thick.
Wit. If you go with like a Victory White Rascal, or I don't know. I think there's a hell of a lot better Belgian wit representations other than this Cold Snap.
Well, how would you compare this to Blue Moon?
Honestly, I'd compare it pretty freaking close. I mean, there's more of a malt body in this. There's more of that malt graininess. But honestly, with this particular style, I don't know if that helps or hinders it. I really don't. If you think of like a textbook, all right, let's say a textbook wit would be like a Hoegaarden, right? Would you agree with that?
It's got the Hoegaarden nastiness kind of to it.
But now, what are you saying is the nastiness of it?
Well, that witty kind of Belgianiness.
So you think the yeastiness is the nastiness of it? And to me, the nastiness of this particular beer is the grainy maltiness. It's that cereal grain that seems completely out of place with this beer. It's like churning in my stomach, kind of like what a fat tire from the New Belgian fat tire does for me.
That's exactly the taste it is. It's like it, you nailed it there.
It does this kind of something happens in my stomach where it just starts to expand, and it almost gets uncomfortable. Like I can only have a couple before, I have to have something else.
No,
compare. It doesn't compare to like an Allagash White at all. The Avery White Rascal,
Hoegaarden.
Yeah, the Hoegaarden. I mean, the Hoegaarden is I would say was the textbook. I think Allagash White is probably the best American, version, as far as the textbook style. I mean, Sam Adams does some other good white beers. I think they have an Imperial White that's so much better than this beer.
I don't think I've ever had that one.
I want to say like it has a griffin or some kind of horse or
something. Yeah, yeah. Like I think it's a lion or something.
Yeah, the Rampart Lion or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's a 4-pack.
Yes, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a much better representation of the style from the same brewery. As this Cold Snap. I don't know. Maybe some people might love it, but it's just not for me.
Well, you gotta, not to defend Sam Adams, but, it's
hey,
more
I'd be
for the
first to freaking defend Sam Adams,
I mean, this is a grocery store, six-pack craft beer.
I totally did pick it up at Albertsons, by the way.
For my rating, I think I'm going to stick with what Dave went with. I'm going to do a 2.5. I mean, it's got some good qualities, but it's not my first choice in this style of beer, and I don't know if I would ever really get it again. I wouldn't go, oh, hey, Cold Snap is out. I think I'm going to get that. It's drinkable and it's got some decent flavors, but yeah,
I'm gonna pull a blast from the past from you here, Toby. Do you remember the Clementine from Clown Shoes? How much we like that?
Yeah.
Well, that's a wit beer. I mean, technically speaking, I mean, as far back as that was, do you remember really liking that, right?
Every time I see it when I'm at the store, I'm like, man, I should get some of that. That stuff was good, but I never do. I don't know why.
Yeah, the Clementine was probably one of their better offerings at the time. That was back when they only had 3 beers.
When we did it on our Clown Shoes
Clowning Around show. Episode.
They only had 3 beers.
Yep.
That's right.
So, anyway, as far as wit beers,
we're cool.
There's a lot out there. There's a lot of breweries that do wit beers. Sam Adams themselves do wit beers. They do a blackberry wit that I don't even like that beer, but it's better than this one.
Wow. All right, Mike.
Mike's really passionate tonight.
Well, yeah. I am...
Well, because we made him drink it so many times.
Well, I do not remember
drinking this beer. I don't know why you're talking about drinking it so many times. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm not the Bill Murray in this podcast.
Has Renee had this beer?
She has not yet, but you know what? I bet she's going to like it.
She probably would like it. I'll bet you she would.
I bet she's going to. And there's going to be a few in the fridge waiting for her.
All right, so there you go, folks. That is our last call segment. Let's do some shout-outs. Anybody got any shout-outs?
Well, I got a shout-out that's more like of a prologue to what's going to be happening next week. We want to give a shout-out to Ashley and Christy from the Two Girls, One Beer blog. They're going to be they did a YouTube tasting with us tonight, and they will be showing up next week when we do our Valentine's Day show. So give a shout out to them.
I'll give a shout out to Greg and the OC and Tony Leone, of course. Quick shout outs to Derek. These are all untapped shout outs. Derek, Richard Garrett, Eric D, Gino Kenny, Christian, LJ, Dr. Tap, Tony K, and Aaron Hill.
I want to give a big shout-out to Jeff Nelson, also known as Stone Brew Jeff. And I want to give a shout-out to Sandy Smith at eat_real on Twitter. Also, Kevin. And that's Kevin on Twitter, which I believe his Twitter handle is at drinkingcraft. And one more shout out to Jeff Davis. And I said one more, but I meant two more. I want to give a shout out to Tony. And that's, of course, Tony Leone.
Hey, Tony Leone. Hey.
Yay. Also, I want to give a Twitter shout out to Tenaya Creek Brewery, R.L. Reeves Jr., brewingwork.com.
And a quick shout out also to Ale Space and Limerick's Tavern. And that's about it, folks. Hope you enjoyed our show this week.
We'll see you for our show for our Valentine's next week.
Yeah, we got special Valentine's Day coming up with some special Valentines. They don't even know it, but there are special Valentines for next week.
Yeah. Ooh, with the ladies.
With the ladies.
Cheers.
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 Clang, clang, bitches.
Clang, clang with the bitches.
Do we see the website? www.beercoasterspodcast.com, iTunes, Twitter.
All that fancy pod. Schmancy stuff? No, we didn't.
YouTube. Yeah. Check us out on YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube.com/beercoasterspodcast. Would I lie? I wouldn't lie about this stuff. No, I'm serious about the beer.
The hell's a paper route?
Oh, let me... Alright, let me inform the public of something. There's frickin' drones in the sky right now, and they're not delivering beer. Okay? And that's the problem. They need to be delivering beer.
Hey, you know, come to think of it, I think I'm drinking a sandwich right now.
You guys are dumb.
For all your questions and groundhog queries, that'll be a Coasters Hotline. It's backwards. Without the theme.